Hello. Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. I want to take some time to talk about life, dancing with life. Dancing skillfully with life. Life is a big ride for all of us. No matter who you are, life shows up in unexpected ways. And much of what we're presented with differs from what we would have ordered. It's just the nature of it. It's easy to fall into the misunderstanding that something is wrong. Or at least it's easy for me. In prayer, for over a year now, I've heard Spirit saying, "Nothing is amiss. Everything that arrives has been sent. You only need to say yes." Everything that arrives has been sent. That is such a big space. Everything has been sent. In the moments I understand this, not as an idea, but as an experience, there is a deep peace. Nothing is wrong. In fact, it's so beautiful. Because it means I am exactly where life wants me to be. As many of you know, I moved to Charlottesville in hopes of doing something. I had a dream of doing something. And it didn't take long for me to see that what I dreamed about was not what life was offering. A misunderstanding would be there was a mistake. But in the quiet, life is very clear. You are not in charge of where you are going. Your only job is to listen and follow the tiny grains of sand, little bits of gold forward, not knowing where they lead. Creating a dream of the future is a bit of a misunderstanding. I only get to see the next step. I don't get to see where the step takes me. But if I fully give myself to the step, and then to the next step, only when it arrives, all is well enough. This again is like the Rumi poem, "Meet them at the door laughing." Life shows up at the door, and I get to surrender. For me lately, the practice of surrender is to wake up early and pray. Prayer is listening, listening. Listening. looking at the grains that are on the table and asking life, how do you want me to follow these? What are you calling me to do? Dancing with life is a beautiful dance. There is so much not knowing in it. There is so much surrender. And when I trust life, it is a beautiful partner. I hope that you've heard something in here that inspires you to surrender and flow with what is living you. I hope it helps you let yourself off the hook. You are not in charge of where you arrive. We only get to say yes to what we are given. There's something in this that's so important that I haven't said. I'm thinking about my brother who is about to take a really high-powered job. And I'm hearing in my mind something he might say like, I got here through hard work and determination. So it's not the case that my own efforts or planning are irrelevant. That is very true. We do get to collaborate with life. We do get to listen to life and show up at the mat, so to speak. If I sit on my cushion, it does matter. There is something that we bring to the table. We can bring our hopes and our dreams and our wishes and our willingness. But we aren't in charge. And there's something so subtle and so hard to see about that. In Buddhism, the way they would talk about this is, you can meditate all you want, but that doesn't create enlightenment. There is nothing you can do as an act of will that will get you somewhere. That will get you to enlightenment is more accurate. It can get you to suffering. In this dance with life, I show up and listen. That's what I bring. I listen to the grains of sand. I open the door. I meet them as best I can, sometimes laughing, sometimes not. And I say to life, live me and help me let you live me well. I would like to go over here, but I surrender. Where are you taking me? Help me follow you with grace. Help me bend in the wind so that I do not break. May you be well. May you know that you are well. Even when life shows up and looks very different than what you had hoped, know that you are held. I hope you will know, not think, but know that you are held perfectly by life, even when it is very hard. Until the next time.